And, of course, you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM, and we do have a caller on the line. Hello, Ann.
Hi.
How's it going, Ann?
I got some tickets. Jeff, we want to say something to Free Radio Santa Cruz. Do you have a second?
We're talking to Ann Simonton from Media Watch is at the FCC localism hearing in Monterey.
Hi, this is actually Jeff Perlstein from Media Alliance.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good. Thanks for all the great work you all are doing covering this.
Cool. I just read your story about Powell ducking out.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, he's AWOL again.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is just the latest example of the FCC being asleep at the wheel. And you really, you know, dropping the ball with their responsibility of looking after the public resources and in the public interest. And it's no surprise anyone has been keeping an eye on Powell's behavior and his radical deregulatory agenda. It's really wreaked havoc upon our media system. And, of course, the listeners here are pretty familiar with the crisis that we have at this point. So it's pretty tremendous to see all the people in the region and throughout the state that have come together to raise their voices and really come together to promise that they're going to keep working to make some serious change in our media system.
What do you think about these localism hearings? Do you think they're doing any good?
Well, I think in some ways, yes, and in some ways they need to be understood for what they are. I mean, never has meaningful social change happened by, asking a government body or bureau just to act in their benevolence. You know, meaningful social change has only ever happened when enough people get mad as hell, get organized, and pressure the elected officials, our so-called leaders, until they can't ignore that. So that's, I think, what's significant about this hearing. Is that we are seeing just much more visibility around the issue, a real raising of public awareness, and really sparking people's interest in working together for some long-term systemic change.
Now, what about the local media? I'm sure they're in force now because they got to try to look good.
Yeah.
What do you think about them? I'm sure you've been interviewed a few times. What do they have to say?
Well, it's the usual thing. You know, the boss is in town, so they need to come and look like they're doing their job. But we all know, the folks who live here day to day, and you all know certainly, that they're falling down on the job if they're even paying attention most of the time. So, that's what we've got them kind of, trying to look good in front of the boss, the FCC. But when this hearing blows out of town, it's going to be up to all of you good folks really to hold their feet to the fire and keep pushing for them to be much more accountable. And, at Media Alliance, we're really interested in working with you on that in ways that we can be helpful. And I think that just the tide is really starting to turn a little bit.
Yeah, especially nowadays when the monopolies have just totally taken over and obliterated the airwaves.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's at such a crisis point that it can't be ignored by anybody, no matter where you are on the political spectrum. And, I think everyone's really feeling the effects of this massive consolidation. Fortunately, there's no independent alternative media outlets out there that are doing the job that the commercial media is supposed to have done. And so we really want to thank you all and the folks around the country and internationally who are making sure that the people's voices are getting out there.
Wow, that's great. Are you going to be going inside and checking it out?
Yeah, we're actually about to go inside, so I'm going to jump off the phone and say thank you.
Well, thank you. Jeff Perlstein from Media Alliance talking to me. And we're talking to
Hey, Bob.
How you doing, Ann?
Good. We're just going in, and they're letting me put my placards by the door.
Oh, they're not letting any placards in, huh?
Uh-oh.
How's the police look, the police force, just off?
They're good. Sure. Hi, Free Radio.
How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Good Mark Bob.
Hey, Bob. It's Emily.
Hey, Emily. What's going on?
I'm just about to walk in the door.
So, what do you
I'm getting my little press packet or something.
So, Michael Powell's not going to be there.
Michael Powell's AWOL.
He's AWOL again. What's up with that?
I'm not surprised. I got to actually run. Can I take it in there? Okay. Yeah, it's not surprising, But I was going to get up and thank him for all of his support with corporate America and keeping the corporate swines like me with the media monopoly,
And you do a website,
yes.
Right, called Corporate Swine.
CorporateSwine.net.
.net. People should check that out. It's a very cool
Indeed,
site.
They should. And they should listen to my show on Mondays.
Mondays at 1?
10 a.m.
No, at 10. 10. 10 a.m. on Freak Radio 101.
Thank you, Benny.
FM.
FM.
So what do you think about what's going on? Do you think this is helping any at all with the...
No, I think it's just like so that they can tell everybody they're being democratic, I'm kind of used to events like this. I go to Regents meetings a lot for the University of California, and they have like 2-minute little public comment periods where people can talk about you know, what the issues are that they have with the university so that they can look democratic. You know, they can say, like, but look, we have a voice of the students. And I think that's the same thing that's going on here, is that, you know, they're allowing 400 people into a room once in what? They're having six in this year. So it's like 2 months, 400 people get to represent the entire American public for the media. It's not very democratic.
Yeah,
I
just talked to Jeff Perlstein. He was saying it's just their way of glad handling and trying to look like they're doing something. If they were serious, Powell would be there and stuff. But I should probably let you guys go. It looks like you're trying to get in there to go speak. So
indeed, I will be speaking.
Okay, well, let Ann know I'll be in here till 7. And if someone wants to call in, if something's going on in there, I can put it live on
here. Yeah, maybe.
Or you can call in. You got a phone, too.
I do.
Well, thanks.
All right.
Thanks for talking.
No problemo.
All right.
Bye, Bob.
Bye. And you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM and freakradio.org. And that was Emily of Corporate Swine Radio. She does a show here on Mondays at 10 a.m. if people want to check that show out. Also, corporateswine.net. And again, the FCC is in Monterey Conference Center.